Attire, and we welcome to the show now Matt Miller, NFL draft analyst for Bleacher Report, and also has a great podcast I'm gonna have him tell you about. It's at Stick to Football. How you doing today, Matt?
Doing well, man. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. It's always fun. So you got to tell me more about, I should have called you professor, because now you're telling me not only do you break the film down and tell us about it, but now you're teaching the proper ways on how to watch film. So tell me more about this.
Yeah, man, it's something, you know, summer months are a little bit slower, so something to kind of keep me entertained. I'll teach this summer. I'm going to teach 10 scouting classes. It's individualized, right? So it's probably not great for someone like yourself, but, you know, for somebody who's maybe younger, wanting to learn how to break down film, wanting to learn what I look for, kind of how I my path from, you know, doing this as a hobby to now doing it for Bleacher Report. Basically, anything I can do to help people try to make that jump that I made.
Well, I think Matt's one of the best that does it. You can follow him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. Man, I've been doing this with you for like 5 or 6 years now, and I can just tell by your Twitter followers, you've grown this thing quite a bit, man. Good on you.
I appreciate it, man. I mean, a lot of it is, honestly, it's doing things like this. It's building relationships with people, you know, at the NFL level, obviously, but then also with, you know, radio guys who either played in the league, had a good following at college, and tapping into your relationships is a smart way to do it. So I appreciate you, man.
Okay, well, let's get down to it. I guess let's start number one, Baker Mayfield. What are your thoughts on the Browns taking him with the first overall pick?
I absolutely love it, man. And I knew I was coming on with you today, so I was working on an article about some of next year's guys. And while I was talking to coaches and scouts, I was like, hey, let's talk about this Baker Mayfield pick. What do y'all think? And I tweeted it this morning, but a head coach said to me, there's only one player in this entire draft who could walk into Cleveland with 20 years of awful football and awful draft picks and say, enough, I'm going to turn this around. And that was Baker Mayfield, man. His leadership quality, you guys know because you're down there and you've been around him for the last 2 years, are out of this world. Just great leadership qualities. I saw it in person when I watched him play at the Cotton Bowl against Texas. Saw it in person for a week at the Senior Bowl. Saw it in person at the Combine. Where he goes, everyone follows, and that's what the Browns needed. Yes, he's a little short. I don't care. He was the most accurate quarterback in this class, and when you factor that in with the culture change that has to happen in Cleveland, and you've got guys who've been there a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever, they've never trusted the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, and I think that's going to change. So it's not just about what Baker does on the field. It's not just about the drive and work ethic that he has, but it's about what he can do in terms of changing the culture of that organization. So, you know, it might not make sense to a lot of people. It makes perfect sense to me why he was the pick.
You know, I hope people know that you and I don't talk all the time, but it's basically almost exactly what I said when they drafted. And we found out that draft day that it more than likely was going to be him. For all the things you just said, we can talk about on the field, but, this cat, it's going to take a strong-minded guy who can walk into a locker room and say, this is the way we're going to do things. I'm going to lead. You guys follow. And to me, that was as much about this pick as anything. Because, I could easily tell you that I think Sam Darnold has a better upside or is a better prospect, but he doesn't have those intangibles that I think were essential to change the culture, to change the DNA of that Browns organization.
Man, and that's something that I'm so glad that, like, you have experience in locker rooms, so you know that. And I've been around this game for a long time, too, so you hear that from people and you see it. But I think that's something that a lot of the casual fans or even a lot of people in media, they miss that. And they just look and say, Baker's 6 feet tall. He wasn't even good enough to get a scholarship out of high school. Forget this kid. And they're overlooking the fact that every NFL team is its own little bubble that you have to evaluate for. And for the Cleveland Browns, you're not going to draft Josh Rosen, even if he looks like a picture-perfect, beautiful throwing the ball. His personality is not a fit for what you're trying to do. And you're not going to draft Josh Allen because he's a project. And I liked Josh Allen. I think he has the biggest bust rate out of all these quarterbacks. You can't take that chance after you've missed on so many quarterbacks. They needed a safe guy who has huge upside but also has great leadership skills. Sam Darnold was my top quarterback. I love the kid on the field. He's not the guy that's going to walk into the Cleveland Browns front office and demand the respect and following of everyone there. So I think for when you break it down on the field, off the field, Baker was absolutely the guy for them. And I hope it works out, man, for him and for them. I really do hope that this is like the Cinderella story of you got a kid who walked on to Tech. No one wanted him at Tech, so he ends up at Oklahoma, wins the Heisman. He's one of the best players in college for 2 years. First overall pick, and I hope he's the guy that turns the Browns around.
Who draft did you like the most?
You know, I did like what Cleveland did. I always say that we got to step back from it instead of, you know, okay, on my board they drafted this guy, this guy, this guy. Sometimes you got to step back and look at the entire haul that the team got. So I thought Cleveland did a good job with getting Baker, Denzel Ward. They took some chances on guys like Antonio Callaway. I liked that. Outside of there, man, I would say the Giants did a great job, not only getting Saquon Barkley, who's just a great football player, but then getting Will Hernandez to open some holes for him, getting a pass rusher in Lorenzo Carter, which is such a big need. I thought the Chicago Bears did a great job. Roquan Smith is just a tremendous plug-and-play middle backer. They filled some needs on the O-line with James Daniels. They got Anthony Miller, who's a very, very good number two receiver. So those are two of the teams that I liked where, you know, not only on value, but just kind of stepping back at the end of the day and saying, like, wow, this team actually drafted really, really well. And you can see the plan unfold now that we know what they did in all seven rounds.
Talk with Matt Miller of NFL Draft Analyst for Bleacher Report, also host of At Stick to Football, a great podcast that he does, and getting some thoughts on the NFL draft this year. I really liked what Denver did as well. I'm glad you mentioned them. I got to tell you, you know, not we'll see. You can't rip any pick, I don't think, too much, because we don't know. We don't know exactly what these guys are going to become. But, man, it just seemed like when Cleveland had an opportunity at four to go get Bradley Chubb, who I just love, Matt. I mean, I had a chance to be around him some. I'm sure you have too. But when you watch his tape, you get a chance to meet him. I'm blown away by him. And when you could have gotten your quarterback, and then you have Myles Garrett, and you have Bradley Chubb to be your pass rushers for the next possibly decade, I don't know, man. It just seemed like that was a spot that they could have gotten him, and then they get his cousin, Nick Chubb, who I love that pick in the second round. That seemed like a bit of a miss to me and a huge home run for John Elway in Denver.
Yeah, man, I love Bradley Chubb as well. He was one of my two or three favorite players in the entire class, and I get it from that standpoint of, like, why not go for the sure thing, you know, opposite Myles Garrett. Y'all are just going to kill people for at least the next 4 years that you're under contract together. I think the need at corner was just so big there. And I talked to a lot of people that had Denzel Ward graded right there with Bradley Chubb. They kind of felt like they were like 1A and 1B as far as defenders went in this draft class. So I think they still felt like, okay, we're going to get a premium position. We already have a great pass rusher, Myles Garrett. We got a potentially pretty good guy in Emmanuel Ogbo who hasn't quite turned it on yet but has some potential. But at corner, they got nothing. In this corner class, I think everyone felt like we were going to have a run on players in the first round, which didn't completely happen. You know, guys like Isaiah Oliver were still around a little bit late. But I think the Browns were afraid that we're not going to be able to get a premier corner if we wait until pick 33. And it turns out, you know, they didn't even address that defensive end position with any of their, you know, early type priority picks. It was, you know, pick 67 overall. They went and got Chad Thomas. So it seems like that wasn't as big of a priority for them as it was for a lot of us looking at their roster.
The last guy I thought that would be involved in any kind of controversy would be Mason Rudolph. I mean, he's like the all-American boy. He
right?
Says everything perfectly whenever you interview him. I mean, I'm like, oh, wow, that's great. Great answer. But the Steelers kind of look like, and I can't go too far on just comments making it look like the players are kind of a little bit out of control, but what is Big Ben doing? What is he thinking?
Man, he does this all the time, though. You know, it's always like, oh, I'm going to retire. I'm not going to retire. I don't know if it's just frustration because he feels like his Super Bowl window's closing, and you look at what some of the other teams are doing where they're loading up to get guys. But Joe Flacco isn't in the media complaining about Lamar Jackson getting picked in the first round. So why is Big Ben complaining about a third-round quarterback? I don't get it, man. It's weird from a guy who's, you know, been so successful and has had such a great career and in his own right has overcome a lot of doubters and a lot of critics, and we've kind of watched him grow up a little bit as a pro, but I don't know where it comes from, unless maybe he's just insecure and he feels like Mason Rudolph's going to come take his job in a year or two.
What do you think about just some of the local guys, James Washington there, they get him late in the second, and then also let's go over to Baltimore as well. I'd love for you to comment on Mark Andrews and Orlando Brown getting picked up in the third round there.
Yeah, I thought it was surprising that Baltimore had a very Oklahoma draft. I mean, and you and I have talked before, Orlando Brown, if you can turn it on, he could be a very, very good right tackle. I think it's just a matter of he's only a fit for X amount of teams because the mobility's not there. But if he gets his hands on you in the run game, it's lights out. I think Mark Andrews is in a really good spot. I want to watch those two, he and Hayden Hurst, get out there together in those two tight end sets and attack the middle of the field. I thought Andrews, watching him in person and watching some of his film, I thought he was a better athlete than he tested like. So I want to see how he does, you know, work in the middle of the field and some of those deep routes that we saw him so productive on coming out of Oklahoma. And, again, watching him tear up my Longhorns, just splitting those safeties all day. So really liked that. And I apologize. The other guys you asked
James
about.
James Washington there with Mason in Pittsburgh. Thought there was some real value in the second round with him. I like him.
I agree. When Pittsburgh drafts a receiver, you kind of perk up your head a little bit. You're like, oh, okay, well, this is probably going to work. And James Washington, it just so fits the mold for them. I actually think he's a lot like Juju in that he's not the fastest guy on film. He's kind of a thick body, but he will beat you over the top. We saw him do it every day at the Senior Bowl. He's a really good route runner, and he has the body that's going to hold up in the AFC North. So I was surprised that he was, the seventh or eighth receiver drafted. I thought he was going to be one of the, probably top five or top six, but he's a dang good player who I think will have an impact pretty early.
His hands are big enough to catch the moon. I mean, he's that's why he's so good in those jump ball situations. What was real and what wasn't about the Patriots? Did they really try to get Baker Mayfield? I mean, if they wanted a quarterback, they didn't. They really went about it in a poor way.
Exactly. We actually talked about this on the podcast this week. It came out this morning. Everything I've heard is it was complete smoke. They were never trying to get up to get Baker. Yeah, they loved him. Everyone loved Baker Mayfield. Every team you talk to would be like, yeah, we love the kid. He's great. We would love to have him. But to go from 23 and 31 to 2, number one, the Giants weren't trying to trade that pick. And that wouldn't be enough to do it. You would have to throw in future picks. It doesn't sound like that's something the Patriots wanted to do. So I'm sure they liked him, but I think it kind of got overblown.
Hey, last one for me. Though I played for the Bears, and I like the Bears, and I like their draft. I love Roquan Smith there. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, self-admitted. And I had three Boise State games this year, so I'm very in tune with Leighton Van Der Esch, and I know about him. Connor Williams, I think there's some value potentially there. All in all, what'd you think of the Cowboys draft this year?
Man, that was actually the next one I was going to list as my favorite. And I just, doing radio in Oklahoma, I don't want to get called a homer for talking about Longhorns, but I think Connor Williams at 50 is great value, especially as a left guard. Leighton Van Der Esch is the guy I tabbed, my dude in this class. Not the top player, but probably my favorite one to watch. Michael Gallup, getting a possession receiver in the third round looks really smart. I like Dorrance Armstrong. I think his junior year was much better, at least his 2016 tape was better than his 17. And then I would say Mike White is the one to watch here. It's like a sleeper. And obviously he's not going to take Dak's job. But as a sleeper backup that we might see get flipped in a few years for a pick, I think he's a really intriguing guy. So, all in all, a good draft. Obviously, they probably would have liked to address tight end a little earlier than round four. But
what do you think of Dalton Schultz? Because I was around David Shaw last week, and I talked to him quite a bit about him. And he obviously he's his coach. He loves him, but he thinks he's going to really succeed at the next level.
Yeah, I agree. No, he's coming out of Stanford, right? He's going to be a good blocker. Yep. He's going to be a route runner. He's tough as hell. He's big. He's just not that fast. And I think that's the reason that he's available is because you look at him and you're like, okay, how's this dude going to be able to separate? But he's 6'6", 244. He can win in, I think, some jump ball situations. And he's just incredibly physical over the middle. And if you watch the Cowboys play, Jason Witten isn't running a lot of nine routes. This isn't Jimmy Graham. It's let's go drag route and you're just going to rub against linebackers and get open. I think Dalton Schultz can do that all day.
He's Matt Miller. You can follow him at NFL Draft Scout. Does a great job. I'm sure he's already got all kinds of intel on next year's NFL draft. He also writes for Bleacher Report, and he's a host at Stick to Football. Matt, it's always a pleasure, man. Thanks so much for the time.
You bet, dude. Anytime. Thanks.